First matter on our agenda is advisory opinion request number 2021-13.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I apologize for interrupting you. Commissioner Broussard asked me to express her regrets to the commission and the other participants. She was unavoidably unable to attend today's meeting due to a family emergency.
I appreciate that, Commissioner. Are there any other points of order or personal privilege?
Mr. Chairman?
Madam Deputy Secretary.
I'm sorry. Did you say 2021-03 or 2013? I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure. I thought I heard 03 instead of 13. It could have been me, and I'm sorry for interrupting.
I might have said 13 instead of 13.
Thank you, sir.
In an ironic attempt to keep the record clear.
Thank you.
All right. Submitted in any event by Mr. Matthew Ho. We're joined today by Mr. Ho, who is available to respond to questions any commissioner may have. Mr. Ho, welcome. In ordinary times, I would invite you to take a seat at the council table, but as we're doing this remotely, and frankly, your office looks more comfortable, we'll do this over Zoom. We also have, from the Office of General Counsel, Joseph Wenzinger and Amy Rothstein. Counsel?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you are agenda documents 2143A, 2143B, and 2143B1, which respond to a request from Matthew Ho. The request asks whether Mr. Ho's VA disability benefits constitute earned income for purposes of the Commission's candidate salary regulation. Draft A concludes that the requester's disability benefits constitute earned income and can be used to calculate the amount of any candidate salary he may receive under Commission regulations. Drafts B and B1 conclude that these benefits do not constitute earned income and therefore cannot be used to calculate the amount of any candidate salary he may receive. We received one comment on the draft, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Council. Is there any discussion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support draft A. I think the major difference between the drafts is whether we are going to adopt the same definition of earned income that the IRS does. And while I think there are virtues to consistency in government, it's not a rigid rule. It's not a hard and fast rule. We have overlapping areas of concern with a number of other government entities, the Congressional Ethics Committees, the IRS, the FCC, and we do not uniformly just do what the other agencies do because we have our own concerns in implementing our own act and regulations. The salary regulations were put into place in order to allow for more and different kinds and a more diverse group of candidates to have the opportunity to run for office. Not every candidate is going to be a millionaire. Not every candidate should need to be a millionaire. And the salary regulations allow for, as I said, a more diverse pool. And I think that is a great thing in our diverse society. Interpreting the phrase earned income in a way that is consistent with that goal of the regulation, as draft A does, it would enhance the purpose of that regulation. Not to give away the ending, I don't have high hopes that my view will succeed today. I still think it is the better course in moving forward.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Well, let me say a few words then. I'm very sympathetic to Commissioner Weintraub's view as a matter of policy. The difficulty, as is so often the case, is one of law. And in my view, it's twofold. The first is that, while perhaps not a hard and fast rule, you know, our governing statute does explicitly command us to harmonize to the extent possible our regulations with those of the Internal Revenue Service in particular. And so I do think we owe special solicitude to the interpretations of the IRS as a body. I think the more difficult point is that I think it would be one thing to harmonize our understanding of earned income with some other agency or you know, some minority view of what that phrase means in the law. But we would be taking a position on the view on the meaning of earned income that, as far as I can discover, and at least as far as cited by the various drafts and research of our council, would seem to be essentially unprecedented. And that, I think, is a perilous way of reading our governing regulations. And so in that sense, I'm not sure the law allows us to adopt draft A. Now, laws can be changed. As is noted in, and I certainly in draft A, possibly in both drafts, there is a pending petition for rulemaking on this very regulation. But sitting here right now with the law as it is, and not as we perhaps might wish it to be, I'm unable to support draft A, despite Commissioner Weintraub's, I think, well-founded policy goals, and look forward to further discussions down the road. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate your interest in the candidate salary rulemaking. I would look forward to working with you on that. I think most of the comments that came in on when we put that out for comment encouraged us to do so, and I think that really would be a very helpful endeavor if we could do that. I just wanted to give Mr. Ho an opportunity, if he so chooses, to weigh in on the drafts or if you would like to share any further comments with us.
I think it's traditional to ask a question, so just assume the most open-ended question possible, Mr. Ho, and respond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. First, I want to thank the FEC for this opportunity. When I submitted this question, I was really expecting a yes or no answer. And the thoroughness, the robustness, the professionalism I've received from your counsel has really been something I'm very grateful for. So Kevin, Amy, Zainab, Joe have been really fantastic to work with. So I just wanted to make sure that was pointed out to you all. You've got a great team there. I also want to thank you all for your flexibility. I know this has been rescheduled a couple of times, including one time for a medical appointment I had to take. So I appreciate that as well. Of course, I agree with draft A, the Common Cause letter in support of draft A and my, you know, my request, as well as course of the opinion just shared by Commissioner Weintraub. My understanding of disability compensation is what the VA says about it. It's a replacement for lost income, in a sense that my inability to fully work is compensated by this disability pay because of the traumatic brain injury I have. And if anyone has any questions about my medical condition, I am happy to share about that. One of the things I do is I do veterans advocacy work. And in that, I have been quite public about my own medical conditions. So we won't be betraying or violating any type of medical confidentiality to discuss it. I also, though, understand, Mr. Chairman, what you just articulated, as well as the IRS definition. And I think if you look at my original letter to you all, my original letter was more in line with draft B, even though I want draft A, right? It was more in line with draft B. And I say in the original letter to the FEC, I'm doing my due diligence here. You know, I don't know what the answer is. So let me ask. And again, my appreciation for all the work that's gone into this. The one argument I will say, and I understand the aspects of the law, as well as the fact that you are required to harmonize across the federal government. But I will say the IRS has different purposes, different reasons, different goals in its work than the FEC does. So I would make that argument as well, that if there is a way to not be in harmony with the IRS, it would be because the FEC has different purposes than the IRS in terms of its mission to the public. But I just want to thank you again for this opportunity. And I'm really grateful for all the work that's been put into this. And if anyone has any questions, I am happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And appreciate your gracious words for our staff. Is there further discussion? Are there any motions? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Ho. Thank you for your coming. Thank you for making your request, and thank you for your service to our country. I think the IRS regulations at issue were designed to provide a benefit to disabled veterans and to be interpreted in the most generous way to them in recognition of their service to our country. And I think draft day would do that as well. Having said that, I move approval of agenda document number 21-43-A, known as draft A, in response to Mr. Ho's request.
Mr. Weintraub is so moved. Is there any discussion? I might also bring to my colleague's attention the absence of one of our members, if that affects how we would like to proceed procedurally.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Vice Chair.
That does concern me a little bit in this particular case. It's important to all of us, and I think it might benefit to have us take a second look when we're able to have a vote and a composition of on our commission. But I don't know if there's been any request on her part to do that.
Well, let me ask a question of counsel. I believe that we have a clock on this that is expiring imminently, maybe too strong a word, but soon.
We have an extension already until January 29th. We could always ask for another extension.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Weintraub.
Let me ask counsel. I know we have this procedure in place for the votes in executive session. I believe it also applies to the open matters. Would Commissioner Broussard be able to enter her vote later today in accordance with our normal procedures for commissioners who are unavoidably absent?
My understanding, but let's direct that to the parliamentarian.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Calvert?
Commissioner Broussard would be able to ask unanimous consent to be recorded pursuant to by midnight Eastern tonight, pursuant to Directive 10 Part H.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Weintraub.
If I might, thank you. It's my understanding that that was Commissioner Broussard's intent, that she would enter her votes later today, and I don't believe that she wanted to hold up the work of the commission.
I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone's indulgence as we do our own due diligence. The motion has been made. Is there any further discussion to Commissioner Weintraub's motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No? No?
No.
No.
Motion fails with one in favor, Commissioner Weintraub, four opposed, the Vice Chair, Commissioners Cooksey and Trainer, and myself, and Commissioner Broussard unavoidably absent, but subject to her vote before midnight tonight. Are there further motions? Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In draft advisory opinion request 2021-13, I move approval of agenda document number 21-43-B1, also known as revised draft B.
Thank you. Is there any discussion of Commissioner Cooksey's motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion passes with four voting in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Trainer, and myself, one opposed, Commissioner Weintraub, and Commissioner Broussard unavoidably. Are there further motions in this matter? Thank you very much, Mr. Ho. We appreciate your attendance, your service, and your coming to us with a very interesting and important question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank everyone on the commission. I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate, again, the thoroughness that was put forth into this. So, and thank you all for the work you do at the FEC. It's a great service. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.